All right. A few things about the opponent. We'll start with this opponent's number one in the National Football League in total offense scoring. I think they're, you know, but they're slumped. They're fourth in rushing, so that's probably a negative for them. But overall, average about 295 yards a game passing, 150 some rushing. Huge challenge there. Obviously, it starts at the play at quarterback. And, you know, the guy's on fire like he always is. Make all the throws. Welker was, you know, he's, I get, you know, four games in a row with 100, you know, plus 100-yard games. You know, over 10 catches a game, all that kind of stuff. So he's doing a great job. As a slot receiver, I don't know if there's any better. I mean, he finds a way to get open. He runs routes. You think he sets you up. He's going inside. He breaks outside. Does vice versa. Also a sneaky fast down the field. The tight ends, you know, because we played a kid from the Niners, this kid's probably the best tight end in football. You know, he's huge. But he really is. I mean, a guy that, you know, tremendous as a blocker. Red zone. I mean, his numbers last year, almost 1,400 yards receiving and what, 18 touchdowns or something. And, you know, this year, again, you know, obviously is a huge threat, more ways than one in the red zone, everywhere else. They get Hernandez back just in time to play us, you know. Last week was they put him on a pitch count, but he'll be ready to go. So, you know what, it's a big challenge. Lloyd will play against us, you know. And then their backs, you know, they rotate two guys, but primarily it's, you know, this kid's got, Ridley's got 300-yard rushing games, and then Woodhead, you know, who's doing a tremendous job in his role. So you kind of hit the, you know, speed and quickness, and then you got the power with Ridley. And the other two backs that come in, Vereen and the Bolden kid, I mean, it's quite a combination. So, with that being said, that, you know, obviously a big challenge for our defense. And we haven't talked about one thing that's different, I think, this year than ever. They've always been an up-tempo, no-huddle offense, but their tempo seems to be even faster. You know, so they are just, you know, they try to trap guys off the field. You put your best player off the field, then they're going to keep him on the sideline with their tempo. Can't substitute. So you have to be really sharp. And with that, I don't think you can go in with a game plan saying, well, we're just gonna make this call or that call. You have to be multiple against them. If not, then they'll light you up. So we have to do that. That's a challenge for us this week. I do a great job in the classroom, on the practice field like always, and challenge our scout teams to be as fast as we can, you know, how fast can we go? I think that's a big challenge as well. And then on defense, their defense doesn't get a whole lot of credit. You know, the numbers generally aren't great from their defense, but what they do is they play complementary football. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can say it's a bend but don't break type mentality, but they create turnovers. They attack the football. They have three players that have forced three fumbles, you know, this year, which is, you know, pretty impressive. They got a rookie defensive end that's doing a great job, and if he's anything like his brother, I'm not fighting him. But he's, you know, doing a tremendous job rushing the passer. And, you know, they just create turnovers. I think they're second in the league in takeaways, and that's kind of their game. You know, they'll give up. They'll drop incredibly deep, you know, in some of their zone concepts, giving you the underneath. And if the ball's deflected, then it's an interception. If you, you know, they'll come up tackle you. If you're not securing the football, you know, they try to force fumbles. So that's kind of what they do defensively. And you know, they got a Pro Bowl kicker and a Hall of Fame coach. So with that, you know what? Let me give you injuries also before I open it up for questions. All right, these guys will not practice today. Sione Boha with a low back, Kendrick Ellis knee, Nick Mangold, ankle. Clyde Gates, shoulder. Eric Smith, knee. Bilal Powell, shoulder. Joe McKnight, ankle. And then these players will be limited. Bart Scott, toe. Dustin Keller, Stephen Hill, and Brian Thomas, all with hamstrings. And the following players will be full today. That's Sanchez with a low back, Calvin Pace, shoulder, Brandon Moore, hip, Matt Slosson, knee, LaRon Landry, heel, and Jeremy Curley, finger. All right. One thing I wanted to also let you know is we made a move. We put had an injury settlement with John Connor, which basically doesn't preclude us not bringing him back at some point. Okay, that is a possibility that he could be back with us, but we, quite honestly, we needed the spot. We're going to bring up Marcus Doughton, bring him up from the practice squad. We were actually going to do that this past week until Eric Smith got hurt, and we brought in Antonio Allen up. So these are two young players we feel really good about, and you know, now's the time to get him up, help out on special teams, and we'll see what we can do with him. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
How much was the Connor decision based off on how you like the way Hilliard's played?
Well, I do really like the way Hilliard's played. I think he's done a tremendous job for us, stepping in, not just as a fullback, but even on special teams. I mean, he starts, I think, on four of our special teams, and he's been a really good addition. But with that being said, you know, we'll see. There could be a possibility down the road that you have both those guys on your team.
Rex, despite all the positive things you said about the Patriots, they're on 3-3, which is unusual for them, being 500 this far into the season. What is different about them? Do they look at it all more vulnerable to you?
Well, I think when you look at it from a statistical standpoint, I think it's the same team that you look at. It's just, I think they've had, you know, in the three losses, I don't know how many points they've lost by, maybe 5 or 6 points or something. You know, it's not like they're getting manhandled by any stretch. They've had some big leads and kind of lost a couple. I know against the Ravens. Ravens came back. And then the, you know, this past week, obviously, against Seattle. But, you know, you look at the numbers, the statistics, you watch them on tape, you know, it's the same team. I mean, they're explosive, obviously, on offense, and then, you know, they're doing what they do on defense. I mean, they create turnovers. But, you know, obviously they've lost three games. That's probably, since I've been here, it's probably the most they've lost in a season. I'm not sure. But it seems like they don't lose very often. You know, they're not used to being 3-3. I understand that, but quite honestly, really don't care. You know, we know that they're a great football team, and you know, we have to be at our very best to have an opportunity to beat them.
Rex, you've made no secret of your respect for Belichick and your pursuit of him for the division. Can you talk about that pursuit of him and whether you've ever been this, I don't want to say obsessed, but you've mentioned him countless times over the years. Have you ever had a coach like that at any level that you've competed with like that?
Yeah, my brother. You know, when you look at that, it's always like, hey, guess what? Yeah, look like we're ahead of you again. But actually, I can't say that this year, can I? I think they're second in the league in defense, so I'm proud of them. But we got some work to do, but we still plan on catching them. But, no, I think that's, you know, you want to – when I look at him, I see him as the best coach in the league. I've said that from, you know, the day I took the job. But, again, you know, he's going to get my best. And if it was just between Belichick and me, he's going to win that battle. Okay? I recognize that. But it's not going to be by, you know, lack of effort on my part. He's going to get everything I got. And like I've said before many times, if it's, you know, maybe he struggles one day, doesn't. Something happens, he's sick, I don't know. Maybe I'll get him, you know. But I look at it as you want to compete against the very best. And maybe I'm crazy or whatever, which, you know, I think's maybe not even debatable. But I have dreams about, you know, what I want to achieve. And I want to compete against the very best. not worried about competing somebody, you know, with somebody down here. I want to compete against the guy that's up here. That's where eventually I want to get one day. If I'm fortunate to get there, that'd be great, you know. And maybe people want to compete against me the same way. That would be terrific.
Rex, having said that, how is this week for a coaching staff different than when you're facing Belichick and the Patriots?
I think it's a, you know, unique challenge with the personnel that they have. You know, they're obviously a really well-coached team, but it's that personnel they have, and it starts with their quarterback. I mean, he's, that presents a lot of things to you, and they've been together for so long that it's just, they probably don't even have to say anything. They can just look at each other and know that he's going to break the route inside or outside, whatever it is. So I think obviously that's a big challenge, but again, you know, you have a chance right now that you're going, you know, to a place that's really tough to play, and you have an opportunity that's in front of you that, you know, we're going to take our shot, and we always feel that way.
Rex, just sorry to backtrack, McKnight and Powell, what are you looking at there for long term at this point? Like, what are you projecting them as far as how long they might be out?
I'm not ready to say that right now. I'm not even going to speculate on specific injuries or anything else. It's just, I know right now, today, they're not practicing. We'll see about, you know, their availability as the week goes on.
Rex, when you beat them in the playoffs a couple of years ago at that place, did you think maybe that would be the turning point in the rivalry, that maybe that you guys would have had the upper hand going forward? Because it obviously hasn't worked out that way between then and now.
No, I mean, they swept us last year. You know, I think we played them. Well, I know we played them 7 times since I've been here. They've won 4, we won 3. So I think it's a pretty good matchup. I think it's a little closer than maybe people want to, you know, that maybe the general public realizes. In fact, we got slaughtered 45-3, probably tilted that a little bit. I think we've played a little closer games than maybe what looks like on the scoreboard, you know, at the end of the game. And really, that's all that matters. But I've always felt that, you know, okay, you know, I want another shot at him. Well, that's what this week's all about. We get that opportunity, and we'll find out who the better team is on this particular day.
If you won that game, do you think maybe you had passed them by? You know, did the order had changed?
No, we hadn't even won our division. Like, you know, we knew what they represented. They were the best team. They might have been the best team in the National Football League that year. It's just that we were the better team that day. And that's all I really cared about, you know. So, you know, that was the case. We were better that day than they were.
Rex, at least statistically, the Patriots seem to have a pretty good rushing defense.
Yeah.
From watching that, do you see that too? And in sort of what ways did that come across?
Well, I think you start with, I mean, they have an excellent front 7. There is no doubt they have an excellent front 7. You start with the large man in the middle, you know, Vince Wilfork. I don't want to say anything. I don't want Vince coming after me, that's for sure. But what he's a great player. I mean, he is a tremendous player. You have to block him with 2 guys because if not, you're not budging him. And he's going to make play after play inside there. So he's a terrific player, a Pro Bowl player. They got, you know, the Love kid, I think, is an underrated player, and then you have the inside backers. I like Spikes as a big, you know, hard hitting, tough guy. And then, you know, 51's he can do it all type player. So, you know, run hit guy, and he's good in coverage. So they got those front 7 guys, and you know, they always do a good job stopping the run.
How much of a bigger challenge is this week than it was last week to go ahead and get that running game?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's different. I mean, each week there's different challenges, but obviously that one's big, you know, and it starts with the big man in the middle, like we said. I mean, with Vince Wilfork, I mean, there's not too many guys with that kind of ability, has that kind of size and, you know, strength. But he's a good athlete. I mean, in that short area, he is a good athlete.
How much does not having Revis against this quarterback complicate your task?
Again, we're focused on what we have right now, and you know, it's a challenge for all 11 out there. It's not just on one man in particular. It's a challenge on on all 11 guys.
You mentioned Chandler Jones before. What do you like about his pre-draft, and what kind of push Copel's over in your mind?
Well, again, they're kind of different guys. You know, we like both those guys. You know, and but for me, I just, you know, I preferred Copel's a little bigger, and that was a guy we were going to take as an inside pass rusher. With Quentin, and that's why we took him. But we like both those guys.
How different do they look, Reds, offensively with running the up-tempo and the huddle stuff, which they've always done a little of, but it seems like they're doing a lot more, and also running the ball with Ridley like they have been?
Well, I just think you get, they are running the ball more. I think that's the biggest change that I see with their offense, is that they are running the ball more, and it seems like they're committed to it more than they've been in the past. So, again, I think where people played against them, you load up. I know we would. We'd activate, we almost activated Dennis Thurman to play him. I mean, that's how many DBs we activated. So now the game's a little different. You know, they're running the ball more, and they're more effective running. So I think that's kind of the big change.
Rex,
so
you
are you a little bit?
The first
time
that –
Well, hold on. We'll do Gary, Rich, over the last three.
I knew what you were saying.
A little bit surprised, and we talked about how good they are offensively, but both of you are 3-3, and you guys are 11-point underdogs. And that seems like an awful lot for two teams with identical records.
Again, I'm not betting the game, but, hey, we're going up there. We don't care what the spread is, whatever. We're going up there and trying to find a way to win. That's our mission. That's what we're out to do.
The first time Tony ran the Wildcat in 2008, he was in Miami, it was against New England, and they put up huge numbers. Do you think that was a product of the element of surprise, or was it something back then that made New England susceptible to that kind of offense?
Well, I think initially it would catch you by surprise. You never seen it. You know, nobody had. And, so I think that was part of it. But I still think it has a place. You know, I do. And, nothing specifically against, New England per se. But I think, in that game, I think what was overlooked, though, I think they only ran it maybe 7 or 8 snaps in that game. It's almost like there's a perception they ran it every single play, but that really wasn't the case. But I think it was, I still think it's something that can be effective, obviously.
Rich? Yeah, this has nothing to do with the game, but could you explain the thought process on bringing Kevin O'Connell for a workout, and are you interested in adding him as another quarterback?
Always a possibility, that we, with us, you look at any way you can help your football team, I think you're going to explore that. You know, Kevin's a guy that we feel really good about. We, and you got to be, you have to be prepared down the road as well.
So is anything imminent?
I'm not going to say one way or the other on that.
Rick, you had said something earlier about if you were in a battle with Belichick alone, he would win.
Right.
But I think on the first day of training camp, you said, I'm the best defensive coach in football. So where does that kind of jive with that? Why wouldn't you think you'd beat Belichick?
Well, I don't think I'm the best head coach in the league right now. I think he is. You know what I mean? And so I was truthful. And I know right now we're 18th in the league, so not very good. But, again, that's not where I think we'll finish. But I'm confident in my abilities and all that stuff. But if you're looking – let's face it, we know he's got all the rings and everything else and the records. And I just think, but when it's all said and done, when you look at what he's accomplished in his coaching career as a head coach, it's probably going to be, there probably won't be anybody close to him. So I just think that, obviously I'm not there, and neither is anybody else in this league. So I just, put him on that, respectfully put him there. But if it was, just coaching defense, and I put myself with anybody. Okay?
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.